think we should be fine.
You know what a freezer is?
Oh, I love her. I mean.
That's too much.
May I have your attention? I'd like to call the Commerce Gaming and Land Committee to order. The time is 10:30. The date is March the 3rd. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congressman Keane?
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Here.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Chair Big Horse?
Present. We have a quorum. Next would be prayer. Congressman Keane, could you render a prayer?
Yes, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you just lay your healing hand on those mourners out there. We ask that you heal those Osages who are sick and suffering, any spoken or unspoken burdens. We ask that you just guide us in these coming days, watch over our loved ones, just give us wisdom to make the good decisions to help the Osage people. In your name we pray, amen.
Thank you, sir. Next on the agenda would be approval of minutes. You should have it in your calendar invite.
Speaker Chair.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Yes, thank you. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes dated February 27, 2025 as presented.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes. Yes. Those opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Next on our agenda would be ONCA 2540. Congresswoman Whitehorn is a sponsor. You have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairman. So we discussed this bill in depth last meeting that we had. And I heard several different things from the committee. I heard that some wanted to go ahead and keep the tobacco tax relief fund in there, that where this legislation that's on the table pulls it out. I heard that some wanted to make it retro to go back to cover to the first of the year. But I think the main topic we have on our table is how much does the Osage Nation consider that our tax commission and our government keep of a $10.15 rebate? The original bill proposes on a carton of cigarettes that we keep, that it's an elevation. We go from $1.50 up to $2.25. I think that's an increase of 50% on taxes there. And the other tobacco products goes from 14.6% up to 22%. And so that's the increase that we're going to keep. And I think we're twisted up with semantics. We can no longer call that a tax because we have a compact tax now. So out of the return monies from the compact tax that the state of Oklahoma sends to the Osage Nation for 10 years, from 2013, we kept $1.50 in our coffers through the tax commission, and that was what we considered our tax per carton. So what's here, so now that the idea or the practice that the Tobacco Tax Relief Fund is dead, and they say there's, from their letter, they've told us there's no mechanism for the treasurer to send that back now, and I agree with them, there is not. So they've been keeping the whole $10.15 in the treasury, and now what's before this committee and the body of Congress is what portion, what is the Osage Nation going to consider our take on a $10.15 rebate from the tax compact? I still consider those tax dollars coming back to the nation. Currently, $8.65 goes back to the retailers, and we keep $1.50. So what portion of that money is the nation going to keep? And in my mind, I still think it's a tax because our tax commission administrates that. And I do believe we're sovereign enough to keep that. So that's on the table here. I believe this bill's been amended down to $1.50 per carton and 14% for other tobacco products. At this point is how it's sitting on our table right now. I would like to, and I have Mr. Gill working on an amendment, because Mr. King said we should go back, or he brought up the idea to go back, because they've missed the rebate portion that they have been getting. So I believe that we've looked at a couple of different things that Trey Gill has given to us, and we've decided that we can retro this back to the 1st of January. And so as soon as I get my amendment, I'm going to pose that amendment and see how that flies with this committee. But I don't know what else I have to say about it. We're a sovereign nation. We have a tax commission. It's been set up. We collect taxes on tobacco. There's a lot of history behind it. We went all around those bushes and trees last meeting. But I really just want to get to the point. It's about how much do we consider our tobacco tax per carton, even if it's called by some other name. That's exactly what it is.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Committee? Any question or comment? Congresswoman Redcorn?
Thank you, Chair. I'm not on your committee, but I have been listening to the conversation about it and still have my opinions to interject. I'll just keep driving my thoughts home on this. I am not for this bill. I can't be in favor of this bill in its current form. For a number of reasons, but also I just don't think the timing is right to even be having a conversation about our compact and tax rates and rebate amounts when we're still waiting on an actual compact back from the state. So my primary issue is the timing. I just don't think that amending our code, whether it's with language and what we call this thing or percentages, whatever it is, I don't think now is the right time when we don't have a compact. And quite frankly, we don't even have details about what that compact is going to look like. We have hopes and dreams and anticipations about what we think we can expect, but the bottom line is we don't have a compact. I have a number of other concerns, but I'm not in favor of listing specific dollar amounts either. I think percentages are a much better way to go in the law. I think the way that this is written, it's just too narrow. I think that there's a way that we can do this better and more thoroughly. If we work together with our Attorney General's office and our tax commission and our retailers, if we feel like that's appropriate, and we can work together as a body of Congress to get to good percentages that we talk about on this rebate, I think we can get there. But I think putting dollar amounts in the law is too harsh and too narrow. That's my first takeaway. But to be quite honest, I just don't. And now that we've amended down, or the committee has amended down the language in the law to begin with, now we're back to the same amounts and percentages that we're currently at under our current compact. And I don't know that that's the conversation. I just don't feel like that's the right place to be for the nation or the retailers. We've had a lot of conversation. Individuals in this body have had conversations with the retailers. We've talked about different percentages, and we've talked about all of this stuff. And now we're kind of right back to where we started, but we're just calling it something different. And I just don't know that that's the best place for the nation or our retailers, quite frankly. I just don't think this does right by anybody doing it in this manner. I also just take issue with getting rid of the tax relief fund. I understand Congresswoman Whitehorn addressed that a little bit a second ago, but I guess all in all, where I'm headed is I think this is premature. I think it's just not enough. I think we can do better, and we can be more thorough, and we can draft a law that makes the most sense and does the most good for the nation and for the retailers, and it clarifies the law. We can do some work in this. I'm not going to argue the fact that the law needs clarification. The tax relief fund language is wild. It is extremely hard to understand. That math does not math to me, and I'm pretty good at math. It needs work. And so I just think that this is not the time. I think we can do better.
Mr. Chair.
Congresswoman Loom.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. There's several things. I'm not in support of this right now. I don't know if I'll ever support a compact because of the health issues that we are promoting by allowing the selling of a product that has known can cause major health issues. As a nurse and an advocate for better choices, that is one of my biggest things that's screaming at me. But something else, Congresswoman Whitehorn, is that in the bill currently as it sits, and I'm not trying to be the sky's falling type thing, but what if we don't get to a compact negotiation? I don't see language in there in the event that we don't get to an actual compact agreement for it to be passed by this body. So that's something also as far as like piggybacking on a little bit of what Congresswoman Redcorn mentioned is, I don't know if that would be appropriate possibly to be in there, but I think it's a discussion to have, because what if we don't get there? And there are people within the state that don't have compacts. And so I think it's premature at this time. I don't feel that it is any harm to wait until we see what our tax commission does. And I begin getting calls also that this usurps the tax commission somewhat. That's a stretch, right? The bottom line is, it just doesn't, it's premature in my opinion at this point in time. And like I said, I don't even know it, when it comes time to talk about this again or if we have to vote on it. Of course, I will be a no during this session. But I don't even know if I can support a tobacco compact. And it's nothing personal against any of the people who own smoke shops in that way, shape, or form. They're trying to make a living. I get that. I do. I just don't know if I can get behind that because then, you know, we offer smoking cessation, which that's what we should really all be trying to get to, is the fact that we shouldn't be, you know, if we choose not to. I mean, I could get behind us growing tobacco naturally with no pesticides and us drying it and offering it in that direction. I could definitely get behind that. But I'm really struggling with the fact that we don't talk about the health of it. And then somebody on the other side, well, if we don't do it, somebody else is going to sell them. But it still doesn't mean that we're putting health first. And sometimes that's hard because the dollar always comes before, and revenue always comes before, you know, health. And if you have more dollars, you can sometimes make healthier choices. So it's a very difficult position for me to be in, but I'm not supporting it as it sits right now. Thank you.
Real quick, I just want to remind everybody that we are not looking at anything to do with a new compact. We all have wishes and wants, but right now we're talking about reimbursing the smoke shops that have already paid out of pocket a tax that they are used to getting a portion back. And I think that's all we're trying to do here. So, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Chairman, for bringing us back. But I did want to respond, and I respect Congresswoman Lemon's health choice for not promoting tobacco products. I do, but I did want to answer you on what if no tobacco, no compact is reached, and you aptly told us we're just talking about what's on the table. But I believe I already said in the other meeting that should there need to be some change in this law, we're extended until the 31st of March when our regular session starts. That's our job to look at it and figure out how it fits in to the peoples of the Osage Nation and our government. So we will review this should there be no compact, or should we decide to go a different direction? Thank you.
Congressman Keene.
Yeah, Chair, we actually debated. It's my understanding, and I think Attorney Gill also agreed, that the language in this bill currently, even if we go retroactively back to January 1st, that language would apply to an unknown compact as well moving forward. That was my understanding, because that was a big point of contention in the last committee we had where we debated this. Congressman Potts actually made that point as well. Am I correct?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Correct. So that has been addressed. This change in Osage law would impact our current compact that we are in and any future compact.
Congressman Keene.
So for the record, we want to make permanent law for an unknown compact into the future. That, I just want to make that clear for the record. Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move to amend page line 62, insert the following new section. Section 5, provisions retroactive. The provisions of this act are retroactive to January 1st, 2025.
And a motion? Second. A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Those opposed?
No.
Did you get those no's? Just two, I think.
I was an no.
Okay.
And there's six people on the committee.
Motion passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, you should do.
Point of order.
Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Chair Bickhorst?
Yes.
Chair?
That is a tie. The motion fails.
The motion fails. Congressman Keene?
There's a way to do this. I guess maybe I'll help sponsor Whitehorn out, is just change this language to say this will apply retroactively to until we enter into a new compact. I can get down with that. Like I said, that we can do that right now. We're masters of our own domain. Let's do it. Because what I'm saying is my hesitancy with this as in its current form, again, we're putting language in something we don't know what's coming down the pike. I want the rebate to go to these smoked individuals, but I need language in your law to say when we enter into a new compact, that's when this retroactive, it only applies in this certain time period. That's all you'd have to do to amend the, that's what I'm just giving you a suggestion, basically. I don't think there's anyone in this hall that's against the rebate from January 1st to now, right? I don't think there's anyone here. There's just a lot of hesitancy and caution about us putting something permanent, applying it to a compact we don't know what it looks like. That's the big concern. So that's just a suggestion. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts and then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I hear the concern. I don't see the practicality of that. Osage law is a sovereign document. We can't put in process our law, a sunset clause that's executable by signature of a different branch of body. We can do it for our own legislative purposes, which is what the tax rebate fund did. It sunsetted on a date. I don't believe, and I don't know that I would agree, that we should ever sunset a portion of Osage law, which is our responsibility in this body to set, to die by action of an executive branch. That's not practical for me, and I don't see where that functionality comes in place. Our job is to set law for perpetuity as it shall go on. And if a circumstances change, we come back and change the law. That's what we're elected to do. And I think that that's exactly where we're at in this moment. Our compact has expired. We have an unofficial Attorney General opinion that says we're not going to extend the portion of the tax rebate law that applied to the previous compact, even though we've extended the compact. So we have an obligation as legislators to set a new function in law. And I think that that's what this law does. When that compact changes, we should readdress it. I agree. But I don't think that we should go in now and say, well, when we enter a new compact, this automatically dies. That's abdicating our responsibility as legislators and giving it to when the executive branch chooses to enter into a compact. Who's to say when we enter in? We still have to approve that. So we have to come back anyway at that point when a new compact negotiation reaches its final end. We have to approve that. I think we also should then have to address our law. I don't think I agree with, hey, let's just terminate this portion when we enter a new compact.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
What was the amount that went to, for the month of January, the amount that went to the tax commission for that rebate? And
Miss,
then, this isn't a question, just more of a comment. So I, and the sponsor and I have had conversations, you know, through the
the months about how I feel about the rebate. I was a proponent of the smoke shop owners getting the rebate and then us upping that $1.50 and that percent. And to me, that was a wash. I mean, we would be getting more money as a tax commission, as a nation, and that went away. I voted no for that, and that's why I voted for that. I had spoken with the smoke shop owners, at least three of them. They were all fine with that amount going up. They were good with that. They were good. I heard from some of them say from $1.50 to $3. One person even said $3.25. One person said they were fine with that 14% to the 22%. To me, that solved everything. The nation would get more money for taxes, and they would get the rebate, and we'd call it good. But that went away. I don't know if this committee wants to think about that again. Having heard from smoke shop owners who have said, we're okay with that. We're good with that amount going up. And yes, that would mean that we're going to pay in more taxes to the tax commission, and the nation's going to get more money out of us. And inevitably, what we heard from one of the smoke shop owners was that, yes, they see that rebate as part of their profit, right? And part of their profit would be paying more into the tax commission by upping that $1.50 to $3 or $3.25. So it just made sense to me. Now I'm having a problem with the whole bill because we're right back to square one. We're right back to where we said, this was never permanent, which a few of us that were here when we started this know that to be true. That the rebate was never permanent. That it was never going to be a permanent staple that we weren't going to try to address at some point. Now here we are 10 years later addressing it or trying to. I would like for us to look at moving it back up, the percent and the dollar amount, because now I'm in a position where I'm like, this is what I agreed to vote yes on. What I agreed to vote yes on after looking at it was that, yes, they were going to keep the rebate, but we were going to up that dollar amount and that percent. And now I'm in a spot where I'm like, well, we're right back where we started. And which everyone in the room and the smoke shop owners and the tax commission, no one likes where we're at. No one. So, you know, I don't know what day we actually have to end session. Do you, Speaker? What day is it that we actually, with the continuation of the 3 days? Huh?
I do not know the day. Hold on just a second. I'll get that for you.
But where I'm at, and I don't mind staying here 13 days to figure this out. I don't mind it at all.
Mr. Chair.
Call some pods.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, if I can be recognized, I'll yield to Congressman Keene, and then I'll...
Congressman Keene?
Yeah, I just wanted to respond to Congressman Potts. I think I understand what he's saying. We've talked about this privately. I think we both just kind of look at it inversely of one another. So, you know, any tax ratio we have on the table, the compact, I'm betting 99% will have boilerplate language that this is the new rate, blah, blah, blah. So that overrides whatever we put into the new rate is the compact rate, is what I'm trying to say. So I guess a way to view this is no matter what we do with this bill, we're going to have to do two things. We're going to have to move twice, two big moves. Like Congresswoman Goodfuck said, the merits, 70-30, I can live with that. You know, if the 70% wants to go back to the smoke shop owners, just 30% comes with the nation. I'm not some, you know, just 50-50. No, I want to help our smoke shop owners. So, but I guess I just wanted to address that I guess it's just whatever way you view this, because once we get the new compact, I want the bill to, you know, align with that. So, yeah, I'm just throwing out suggestions. So thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Madam Speaker.
Thank you. With taking into consideration Sovereignty Day, and the 10 days plus the 3 additional days, March 12th would be the last day.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And to speak to the change from 225 or two, whatever it was, I think 225 to $1.50 by my amendment, that was to highlight the need for us to come back. The reason I've made the amendment to go back to the $1.50 is because we're in this interim period between compacts. And the discussion of the committee was, let's keep it the same. We've been collecting $1.50, let's keep $1.50 until we get a new compact. And then we revisit this. That was the purpose for the amendment, the purpose for lowering our tax. Sure, we will have to revisit that. We can decide on a new tax rate going forward at that point. But in the interim, while everything is in flux and while math is hard, keep it the same. That's where I'm coming from the standpoint. Leave it at $1.50. Let's pass it out. Operate with our law in place. Get a new compact, and we come back and address it.
Committee. Yes, Ms. Oberle.
Hi, I was just going to answer Congresswoman Goodfox's question. We received $64,333.36, and we got that on Thursday. So we just received it. Actually, when we was here, we received it. And that's for January's. So we would just be starting to process those this week. But that's the amount, $64,333.36.
Thank you.
Chairman, would that be the retailers portion and the casino portion, Ms.? That's total. It's total, yes.
Committee?
Chair. I was just wondering if the committee, like I said, I'm not on this committee, but if the committee has any interest in hearing from our tax commissioners that are here, because the way it's worded, everything in it affects them and what they're doing and what we've asked them to do as a board. So I don't know if we want to entertain their comments at all on this. And I'll just say again, I'm not opposed, I really am not, to offering a subsidy back to our retailers from this relief, this tax relief money that comes back. We have heard from our retailers about what it is and how they consider it and what it does for them. And I'm not opposed to that because I see how the nature of their business has evolved over the years. I just think we can do better in this law. I stated previously in the previous committee meeting, I feel like there's a really clean way to do this. I think that we can put some percentages in the tax relief fund bill, and that dictates exactly how much of that rebate money the nation keeps and exactly how much smoke shops keep, and call it good. This tax rate business and having taxes in our code, when we've also agreed to a compact that says that we won't levy our own taxes, there's a lot of confusion, and I feel like there's a lot of easy cleanup that can be done in the law, and we can put language in the relief fund that talks explicitly about the percentages, I don't like dollar amounts for this, but percentages that can go to the nation and percentages that can go to the smoke shop. There's a conversation and a place for that. But like Congresswoman Goodfox said, if we can do the work, let's do the work and do it right so that we potentially don't have to come back here and have this conversation even when we get a new compact. If we do it right, set ourselves up right, we don't have to do this again and we'll be good to go. But anyway, I also just wanted to know if anybody had any interest in hearing from our tax commission board and how this affects them and their perspective on it. We haven't heard from them yet, so
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not opposed to this body making amendments. Let's see them. We've had time. No amendments have been put forward. No additional legislation has been put forward. We're just saying no to the one idea that has been proposed. Nobody is preventing any other member of Congress from making amendments or introducing a new bill, but yet we've seen nothing. With regard to let's fix it and put different percentages in, I agree. I don't think the tax relief fund was supposed to be permanent. My understanding of that is that it was supposed to scale over a period of time. That's correct, right? Did we ever do that? No, we didn't. We tried that approach before. It didn't work. Shall we try again? Make some amendments, or we can move forward with this.
I want to invite the board up. I don't know if all three of you ladies would like to speak or if you have a spokesperson, but you all have the floor.
Yeah. I think you all understand the position of the board on this. We sent you a letter saying we do not support this legislation because of the way it's written. Our tax code for the tobacco taxes is a horrible mess if you've ever tried to go in and decipher it. This is an opportunity for us to go out there and clean that up and make it more straightforward so that anybody looking at it would understand what the tax is. Originally, the code that we put in there was designed because of the sliding scale of the state. We had more money at first. We had more than half, and it was supposed to go down until it leveled off at 50%. And it didn't work pretty good the first 2 years. We were splitting the tax. The nation was splitting the tax with the smoke shops at 50%, 48.85 to 44.7. After that, come ONCA 1522 in April of 2015, that split changed. The smoke shops got 74.6%. In 2016, they got 74.2%. And on till 2018 forward, it was 85.2% of that tax went to the smoke shops and not the nation. The tax commission was put into place to protect the assets of the Osage Nation. We don't find that to be a fair percentage. The Osage Nation is responsible for all the expenses that to manage that fund, to fight that fund in court, to go back to the state and renegotiate another compact. It's very expensive. So what we bring in tobacco tax does not nearly cover that. So we think that's unfair because to us, taxes are put in place to fund the nation's expenditures. The nations, that's all 26,000 plus members of this Osage Nation, not a handful of smoke shops. Now, I agree, they need a subsidy to give them better advantage in the competitive world of selling cigarettes. I get that. Guy next door, everybody in the state of Oklahoma pays that same tax, no matter who you are. We give money back to ours. Nobody else gets that. The state doesn't reimburse any money, and yet they're doing fine. The board does not support this legislation. I think it should require a much bigger conversation from you all, from us, from the Attorney General's office to do this correctly. And I think this is an opportunity to do it correctly. And so just throwing a legislation out there without much forethought, because there are some holes in it that's going to be a problem, I think is reckless. And I hope that you all don't support it. Thank you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So we're sitting here with this on our table, and is there anything that can fix this legislation that you would support it? Do you have a specific, is there a specific area that's undone that couldn't work until we have a new compact that could be fixed because it's on our table right now? And I think that the board does know that what this is trying to do is to get some of that rebate headed back, the tax rebate headed back toward the retailers. And so that's the goal of this. That's what we want to accomplish. I think most members of Congress want to accomplish that. So do you see something that could be improved in this bill to fix that measure, to get some monies back to our retailers?
There are a lot of things that could be fixed, but it's going to be a discussion because it can't be just one person's idea of how it's supposed to work. You need to have all the input of all the pieces. And so I don't think so at this point.
So there's nothing, I'm just talking about the bill. There's nothing mm-hmm. in the bill that you see that needs to be addressed to accomplish what the bill is trying to accomplish. I realize that our tax code needs a total rework. There's language in there that's not applicable, but to me, when we have the new tax, it would be silly for us to do that now until we have a new compact to fix all of that language in our code. This measure, I have always been very transparent and upfront, is just to help get rebate dollars going back to our retailers as the Tobacco Tax Relief Fund did. It sent them the tax dollars that they paid in, it refunded some of them back to it. That's all this bill is. Mm-hmm. I am 100% on board with when we get a new compact conforming our law to make that work. So the question is specific. With the legislation here, do you see anything, and I'm really wanting input, do you have any ideas, any thoughts on how to make that be better to accomplish money back to our retailers?
Not in an hour and a half.
No. Thank you.
Ms. Oberle?
I mean, I could possibly be overstepping, but just as a suggestion, instead of changing law, if you just did an appropriation, if the whole purpose is just to get money back to them, then we're not having to go back in and rewrite code and law and debate it and do all of that. I'm just saying we will have the numbers. Like I said, we just got the report on Thursday, but I could easily break down those numbers and then you guys decided how much of that portion you guys wanted to appropriate back to them. I'm just saying I could provide that data if that would be an alternative solution, possibly. It's just I hate every time we go in and amend code because it becomes very difficult for us to decipher, especially when there are hard numbers. I think you all know I'm against the hard numbers because it makes it a nightmare on our side. So that was all I had.
Thank you, Ms. Oberle. And you all have been doing this for quite some time, so I don't know. I don't see how it would be a burden to do it for three more months. But Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I hear Ms. Oberle's concern. We're getting really good at these special sessions. We can always come back and do this. I often say that we shouldn't plan a special session in the middle of a special session or a special session in a regular session, but that's what we do. We can come back and do that. And again, what I'm hearing, and we don't have an alternative plan. We just don't like this one. And that plan has been asked for. We've seen the emails where the sponsor wrote to the tax commission, to the attorney general. We got nothing. I frequently do that to other executive branch officials too. There are others in this body that get responses, and I get that. But we've asked about it. And we didn't receive feedback. So now we've been asked by our chief to come up with a plan. And I think that's where we're at. We have a plan to go forward. It's open for amendment. But we're not seeing amendments. We I'm reminded of that line from Hamilton. You don't have a plan, you just hate mine. We're being intransigent at this point and refusing to move forward. We can. Our tax commission has been implementing. Our tax code is complicated. They all are. Every tax code out there is complicated. None of them are fun to read. But our employees have been able to function with that difficult tax code for years. what could easily be said and what's not being said at this table is you all, our tax commission and our tax commissioner, we could decide not to go forward with the unofficial interpretation from our attorney general. We can continue to operate with the tax relief fund. That would be a solution that everybody would be happy with, I believe. Absolutely. I think that'd be great. As long as we're on extension, we operate with the tax relief fund. If that's something moving forward, let's be done. But I don't think that that's an option. And I can phrase that as a question. I don't really want to put you on the spot because I believe you've made your position clear, and I respect that. But what are we doing? We've been put in the chair to come up with a solution. There's a solution before us.
Committee, I just want to make notice that I have no problem scheduling more meetings in order for us to dig deeper or whatever we need to do. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Chairman, I don't know what else could be done other than people offering input and amendments to the bill. I tried to make the retro date back because I've been listening to what I've been hearing, and I've tried to install what needs to happen. I think I've been, like I said, very transparent with what this piece of legislation is going to do. I just loved what the thought, the idea that let's just continue to do this how we've been doing this until our new compact is installed, and we would not have been sitting here. So I'm going to say it one more time. I'm here to help the retailers get back a portion of their rebate. That's why this is on the proclamation. That's why this is sitting in front of us. Small businesses have my heart. Economic development in our communities has my heart. And I want that to continue. So I'm willing to amend my bill back up to the original language if that's going to help this bill pass, to help the people that are out in our communities employing people and helping continue to bring money into our tax commission for the Osage Nation. So I'm willing to take direction. I heard Congresswoman Goodfox say that she's on the fence now. She supported it as it was because I presented it to her in a certain way. The committee's amended it. So I'm going to, if offering amendment to take it back to the original place, although I do understand Congressman Potts' idea for keeping it the same, you know, I just need to hear from somebody. I truly just want to get the rebate of the compact tax going back, $10.15 tax, a jump from $1.50 to $10.15, even if it lasts for two short months, is not a reasonable increase for anyone doing business. I don't care if you sell fish, I don't care if you sell shoes. In my books, that's not a reasonable tax increase. Just as I believed when we had to sign the compact in 2013, having them to jump from 10-something or 8-something up to 2030 was not reasonable. That's how we got here. So if nobody feels, I mean, no, I'm not going to say that. That was inflammatory, but we just need to make a decision about it. I'm willing to put out another amendment. I think, if I may ask the clerk, do you have like the copy of the amendment that was made to bring it down from 2.25 to $1.50 that I could just reread and we could go back the opposite way? I will I'm going to put that amendment forward and see if I can get that to pass, and maybe we can move on.
Congressman Keene?
Chair, can we get a 10-minute recess real quick?
Sure. Yes, recess for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Are you a doctor or an attorney?
I can get down with that.
Are you a doctor or an attorney?
Attorney.
Okay, I can't read your writing.
Previously agreed compact. Mm-hmm. Line 42.